majority of the time nowadays, machine learning, artificial intelligence, majorly it is spreading across. It is growing like we can say crazy. Nearly 42% of the companies are moving towards AI implementations. If you are able to understand US or any other countries, I think majorly like nearly 42 to 47% of voice assistants are playing a crucial role. And not only that, majority of the people from ICICI, like World Cup and all this, they are using data-driven decisions. So every industry, irrespective of, we can say like not only one with IT, everyone is knowing the value with the data, and they are trying to collect the data, and they are trying to store a huge amount of data. Not only that, they are trying to build unbeatable businesses by understanding data-related stuff. So sales, we can see machine learning. In marketing, we can see machine learning. The Google is already implementing machine learning in Google advertisements. And when you're looking into, in order to drive a better sales, people are implementing machine learning in order to understand how a particular lead going to be converted. And not only that, when you are getting into healthcare, people are using machine learning in order to do certain operations, in order to understand or in order to predict the heart diseases, to predict the cancers or the tumors. So in this way, we can see there is a vast growth of machine learning in healthcare industry. And when we are touching the manufacturing, we can see machine learning in order to drive the predictive maintenance, which is nothing but we call it as Industry 4.0. So you can see machine learning in operations, you can see machine learning in accounting, you can see machine learning in finance. So nearly in every industry, nearly there is a 50% of shift for machine learning, AI, big data related positions. So I think it's a fast growing field now. I think when you are trying for machine learning or so, there are various divisions you can see. The divisions what you are able to see out of this particular platforms are nothing but like you can see big data, you can see machine learning, you can see something like your analytics, just like reporting. So each and every division is having its own specific usage. So some people are using machine learning to draw the insights. So some people are using machine learning to do automation. Some people are using machine learning to understand the valuable patterns of the data. Some people are using machine learning in order to identify the defects or in order to build some proactive approaches. So it depends on company to company, right? So if anyone is trying to learn machine learning or big data, try to know your exact preference, where you want to fit to. So if you are dealing with collection of data, storing of data, big data with Hadoop, Hive, HBase, these tools and techniques are very suitable. If you are dealing with automations, identifying the valuable patterns, so automations, building some automated softwares, automated web applications, so machine learning, CSS, HTML, right, and something like deep learning, all this skill set is very important. And if you're planning for machine learning, or if you're planning for something like reporting, just what are the data we are getting, just I want to show some reports, some visualizations, I think Tableau, Power BI, these fields are good. So in case no, I don't want to deal with any of these automations, I just want to deal with something like process-driven automations, you can choose RPA with UiPath and automation anywhere. So these are the bunch of toolkit and the path you are having. It's all about your choice, which to pick. So where exactly you're gonna fit, I want to get into big data related positions, or I want to get into machine learning, AI and all this space, or I just want to get into visualization or data analysis, or I just need to knock the door of process-driven automations like RPA. So it's up to you to choose it, but it's like very rapidly growing field, and we can see like huge amounts of openings, and we can see like there is a market need for, it's not fully grown or fully mature, it is still there, the demand for the data scientists, like aggressive demand for all these people. So try to master it in a pretty faster tone, and not only that, having this kind of skill set in your resume always makes a sense out of it. Just learning is one thing, but master it with certain projects is very important when you are getting into it, so you can play around in interviews and you can invoke more opportunities when you are trying for it. That's pretty important. Thank you.